Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hey, Mommy Millionaires, welcome to today's edition of the Mommy Millionaire Minute. You guys, we are in a time of what most people are calling a crisis, a pandemic. And I want to offer you an opportunity to label this quarantine as something different, as an invitation to pause, to reflect, to really get quiet and focus in on your core values, on your family's mission statement, and reflect and say, am I on the right path? I really think all of these things are happening because this world got too noisy and God wanted us to get quiet so we could really listen to what's next. We're going to talk about that today, but I'm so thankful that you're in listening to this podcast, that most of you are healthy and happy and your families are safe. And I just want you to virtually feel the hug and the love that I'm sending you from a makeshift podcast space at my in-laws' house because we wanted to be with family during this time. If you guys are feeling like you need some more support and you really, really, really want community right now of high vibe people, please, please, please check out the Millionaires Society. I've kept it open during this time just to offer more support for all of you. And we're bringing in so much training and support that will help you build your online business bigger and better than ever before. So let's get into today's episode. The crash of 1929 was a psychological panic. It was fear seizing the minds of people everywhere. It was a sort of negative hypnotic spell. That's exactly what I feel like is happening to the world around us right now. Everybody is living in fear. And remember that whatever you're feeling, whatever you're focusing on is what you will find. And I love to see people being real with themselves. You know, when I first found out about this, I was like, oh, we're fine. No big deal. Then I got into fear and I was like wanting to not think about the fear. So I tried to like, you know, read a book and just not focus on it. And what happened was I saw that the fear was lingering. That scared feeling inside of me was lingering, which a lot of you guys might be feeling that way right now. And it will linger until you face everything and rise. Face the fear. Go to worst case scenario. For a lot of people right now, the worst case scenario is that they get sick, that they get the virus, and that they go bankrupt at the same time, right? And let's talk about that. What is the worst case scenario for you? What is it that scares you about this whole thing? And when I went to worst case scenario, when I played it out in my mind, I said, you know what? At the end of the day, nothing is bad unless I label it that. If that happens to me, then that was the lesson I needed to learn in this life. And that's plain and simple the conclusion I came to. And that's the conclusion I want all of you guys to come to because you have to live in the present moment. You have to live in the now. You are living in a subjective and objective world. You can't neglect the spiritual food that your body needs right now. Everybody's rushing to Costco to get food, right? They don't want to be hungry. Your soul is hungry for stillness right now. Your soul is hungry for peace of mind, for connection, for harmony in this world, for joy and for laughter. I believe that the reason why we are in this pandemic right now is because the world became so out of balance. And I believe it's a God-given gift. And I don't say that ignorantly. People are dying, you know, every single day from this virus. And if you know somebody that has been affected by this, I'm sending you love and hugs. That is absolutely horrible. And I hate that it had to come to this. I truly do. I hate that it had to come to this. But it's time for all of us to wake up, and become more balanced in our lives. Can you even believe I'm saying this word, right? I used to say something that balance was a myth. And I think because the way that our social conditioning has framed balance for us, I think that type of balance where, you know, everything looks perfect throughout the day is a myth. But what is not a myth is that we are here for several things, right? We are here for love, we are here for connection, and we're here to learn lessons. And what I want to just like urge every single one of you to do right now, reflect on your life right now. How much balance do you have when it comes to experiencing peace and joy in your life and with also being ambitious and pursuing the things and the success that you crave? None of this is bad. None of this is bad. But when you make your whole entire life about something, maybe it's about pursuing significance. Maybe it's about pursuing the material wealth. Maybe it's about pursuing that $20,000 a month that you've been wanting really bad. But when you make it all about one thing, that is why we're in this position that we're in right now. Because nature insists on a balance. Think about this. We have four seasons in the world. We have summer, it's hot, people are outside having fun. And then there's winter. We're just gonna talk about two drastics. There's winter, it's cold, people are hibernating, and we are eating different things, we are gaining weight, we're doing such a different lifestyle, right? Why would we not think that that would happen in our lives, in our spiritual life? If all your time is devoted to external things, you will find yourself hungry for peace of mind. We are here to experience peace of mind, abundance, and purpose. For those of you that understand the subconscious mind, and I've done a previous podcast on this, right now, you're probably feeling pretty good about yourself because you understand that we always are experiencing God's eternal supply. Money is a symbol of God's opulence, beauty, refinement, and abundance. And guess what? It should be used wisely and constructively to bless humanity in countless ways. I believe this is going to bring so many people together for the greater good. And I want to share with you Matthew 6:26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? We are safe. We are protected. We will be abundantly provided for. I promise you that. Believe that with every part of your being. No matter what is happening right now with the stock market panic, the devaluation and the inflation of currency, you guys, be aware that you will be abundantly provided for. The best way to imprint this on your subconscious mind is you have to become quiet. And I believe that, this is what this quarantine is for right now, is to quiet the wheels of your mind. You got to relax, let go. You have no control over this pandemic right now. Focus your attention elsewhere. Focus it on your peace of mind. Relax. Take a couple deep breaths and start to focus on this fact. Money is forever circulating freely in my life, and there is always a divine surplus. I want to tell you guys a story. There was a boy that wants to go to college. He doesn't have enough money, and he sees other boys in the neighborhood going off to college, and his desire became bigger and bigger. He says to himself, I want an education too. And guess what he did? He stole money for the purpose of going to college. The desire to go to college was basically and fundamentally good, right? This goes back to an NLP that every behavior has a good intention behind it. He misdirected the desire or urge by violating a law of society, the cosmic law of harmony, or the golden rule, and he finds himself in trouble. If this boy would have known the law of the mind, he would have figured out another way to go to college, right? He would be free right now and he would not be in jail. Who put him in jail? He put himself there. The policeman who locked him up in prison was an instrument of the man-made laws which he violated. He first imprisoned himself in his mind. And a lot of you guys are doing the same thing right now. You're becoming unresourceful, and that is not who you are meant to be. He first imprisoned himself in his mind by stealing and hurting others. Fear and a guilt consciousness followed. This is the prison of the mind, followed by the prison's walls made of bricks and stones. You see, money is a symbol of economic health of the nation. When your blood is circulating freely, you are healthy. When money is circulating freely in your life, you're economically healthy. When people begin to hoard money and put it away and save it, don't give it out freely, they become charged with fear. And this sets into an economic illness that is happening right now. We can only change this if we all come together and realize that there is an abundant supply in the universe still right now. There's an excess of money out there. Convince yourself of this fact. Wealth is forever flowing freely in this life. If she can have it, so can I, right? If there are people out there on the streets today that are still wealthy, still happy and healthy, I can have that too. But we must convince ourselves of this. Now, I talk a lot about affirmations, and we've done so many here. If you're facing a financial difficulty in your life right now, saying out loud that I am wealthy might not necessarily work because of the fact that your subconscious mind will only accept the dominant of the two ideas. So if you say, you know, I am prosperous, but the feeling of lack is, you know, you don't have money in your bank account and that feeling of lack is greater, your mind's telling you, no, you're not prosperous, you're broke. That feeling is so dominant that each affirmation you say that is the opposite of that actually brings forward more lack. So the way to overcome this is we want to say something that our mind will accept, right? So if I say, I am prosperous, oh, no, no, my body's going to freak out. But if I say, I am prospering every day, I am growing in wealth and wisdom every day my wealth is multiplying. So you see, this makes sense, right? If you have a penny in your pocket right now, you know tomorrow you can probably go do something. You can go wash a car. You can go pick up leaves. You can go and be a virtual assistant for somebody and make a couple bucks. Your wealth is increasing every single day as long as that is what you're focusing on. But here comes to the balance. We want to focus on peace of mind and focus on the fact that we are abundant right now. If you're still listening to this podcast right now, you're experiencing abundance. Control your thoughts. That is the one thing that you can control. Allow yourself to experience abundance and get quiet to focus on your purpose. How can you give value in this moment in time? Who can you encourage today? If you have no money to give, how can you give of words of affirmation to somebody else? How can you give and show them love? Can you shout them out on social media? Can you share this podcast out there to somebody that needs to hear it? You can develop a wealth consciousness. Wealth is your idea, desire, talent, urge for service, and your capacity to give to mankind, your ability for usefulness to society, and your love for humanity in general. That is true wealth. Whatever you want people to think about you, you must first think that about them. If you want people to feel your abundance and your magnetism, you must first feel that abundance and magnetism about other people. I want you to say this out loud. I wish for every woman who walks the earth what I wish for myself. The sincere wish of my heart is peace, love, abundance, joy, and God's blessings to all families everywhere. Rejoice when you see somebody out there that's winning right now. Rejoice for them. Be glad, share about them on social media. If someone is doing well right now, if you have any hint of jealousy or anger in your heart, no wonder money is not coming to you. No wonder. Take a step back and ask yourself why. What is hidden inside of me that is so consumed by jealousy and hate? Because if that is there, that it's a form of resistance that's not allowing money into your life, okay? And you release that energetic block, forgive yourself and have compassion on yourself for thinking a negative thought like that. And then go out and send the love and send the blessings. I want all of you guys to add into your calendar reminders throughout the day. You know, if you're feeling fearful and worried, you got to feed your mind with the good stuff, the great truths of the Bible. I always say out loud, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God is my refuge, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? If God is for me, who can be against me? These are very healing words that you could speak over to yourself, and they flood your mind. And what it does is it crowds out all the noise. It crowds out all the junk. You are a spark of God alive on this earth. God is flowing through you. And if that is true, God is love, right? So how do you show more love to yourself and to others around you? You are a powerful being on this planet. Use your power wisely. Instead of going out there and hustling right now, there's the first thing I want all of you to do. I want you to get still and be quiet. Breathe deeply and gently. Don't even focus on relaxing. Just let go. Let go of all the worries. And just let peace fill your body and soul. I imagine just the ocean just flowing over my body. And with every wave that crashes into my body, it's clearing out every worry, every stress. Do this every single day before you go out and try to do anything. You got to train yourself to become peaceful. And guess what? The actions you take throughout the day will start to harmonize with more peaceful beings come into your life, more peaceful opportunities coming into your life. The second thing I want you to do right now is I want you to rejoice. Rejoice. Cheerfulness is one of the highest vibes that you can put forth in this world. It's a good medicine for your soul, for your mind, and for your body. When you experience cheer, it literally fills every atom in your body, and it gives off good vibes. Isn't that so cool? That's a little lesson in quantum physics. No matter what comes today, be glad and live in the conviction. This is a true conviction and belief. All things are working together for good to you. Say this out loud. All things are working together for my highest good. As your conviction grows in this, your faith will grow that things are getting better every day. I'm becoming prosperous and more wealthy every single day. When you live in this conviction, you start to understand all the reasons why you've gone through all the things you've gone through, and you've grown through all the things you've grown through. Things will be sad, you know? There are going to be sad days throughout this time, you guys. And I'm not saying to ignore that and spiritually bypass it. Look at it and be sad and then get cheerful because the sun always rises in the morning, even if sometimes we don't see it. While everybody around you is fearful, remember this. This is the third thing. Have faith in the abundance around you. Remember that verse. God remembers everybody here. He provides a way for every being, for every little animal on this planet. He provides something for them. And know this, one soul with unbounded faith can elevate the lives of thousands. It is so true. We need more people that have faith right now. You are an inspiration to everybody just by listening to this podcast. You will rise and you will rise greatly. Faith is an elevating power that we know in this world. And so use it to your advantage. Faith and fear can't live in the same place. Face the fear, then focus on your faith. The fourth thing I want you to do is I want you to pray without ceasing. I want you to speak out loud the true bold prayers that you want to ask God for. The forces of our body and mind always follow our desires. Turn your desires upwards to God and desire great things only. Only great things for you. Don't just ask for a little thing. Ask for the big things. I say out loud, peace is mine. Abundance is mine. I am calm. I am in the secret places of the Most High. I am constantly provided for. I am an image of God, and I was made in the likeness of God. When we are in harmony, all right, that's when we're experiencing peace of mind, abundance, and purpose. We are in harmony with God. And lastly, give your best to the people around you, to the world. You can even give your best by thinking a good thought about somebody right now. Think a good thought about somebody and send it over their way. The world will be a better place because of this. Expect the best from everybody, and everybody will give you their best. Live in this spirit. When we have faith in people, we help them to have faith in themselves. This is not the time to fight. This is the time to come together. Look for the best everywhere, and you will find the best wherever you go. There's a lot of people out there that are complaining and, you know, fighting. And guess what? This is only making their poverty and need greater. He's in a mental darkness. Collectively, we can start to experience a world of harmony if we can all just focus on these things. And I want to leave you guys with this. This is a quote from the book, Crushing by T.D. Jakes. He says, like a seed, greatness lives inside of you, but it must be cultivated as he guides you through the various seasons of change. And it's in the changes of life that the costliest transactions take place. For every tear shed and every pain suffered, God is at work in your life. You might feel like you're being crushed right now, but there is something in you that will survive. Get that little tiny fire that is still holding on, and let's fan the flame. Let's make it brighter by the thoughts that we think and the love that we give out to other people. This is a season to bring balance and to bring harmony back into the world. And I call on you, mommy millionaires, to be the change you wish to see in the world. Step up, increase your wealth consciousness right now. And I want to leave you with my favorite affirmations. And I want to remind you guys that on YouTube right now, I have a sleep time affirmation. It's an 8-hour audio video that you guys can listen to. And it's so relaxing, so peaceful. I've gotten a lot of great feedback from it. You just put it on your nightstand and listen to it and fall asleep, just reprogramming your subconscious mind. But as you're here right now, I want you to say this out loud with me. I am prosperous, healthy, happy, and live in abundance because it is my divine birthright. Money is flowing freely into my life right now. I am like a powerful magnet. I attract all my desires in great abundance. I am certain that my path is always perfect to me. Everything and everybody around me is prospering every day. My success is growing every day. Abundance is my divine birthright. I enjoy my prosperity and I share it freely with the world. God is at work right now in your life. Remember that. We are in this together, Mommy Millionaires, and I'm so proud of every single one of you that listened to this podcast all the way through. And if you're brand new here, go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. They are so good, such amazing interviews. If you loved this episode, share it out there with your friends on social media, text it out to people. The world needs this message more than ever right now. And I always tell you, I can't do this alone. I need your help. I love you guys so much, and I'm thankful for every single one of you that shares this. Remember, whatever energy you're putting out there, it's coming back to you in some way, shape, or form. So the good energy that you can give out there is sharing this today. Bye, ladies.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.